And joining us this morning, it's Washington State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. Now, we haven't talked for a while. I'm hoping you could maybe give us a bit of a recap of the session and then that emergency session the governor called. How you feel about all that?
Yeah, well, it got to be pretty interesting, but the regular 105-day legislative session concluded on schedule on April 23rd. It was a long session. It was the first time we were actually back in person after a couple years of remote sessions and hybrid things during the COVID pandemic. But it worked pretty well once we all got back together. We were there for almost 4 months. The main focus of this session was to approve the three budgets for the next two-year period. We have an operating budget, a transportation budget, and a capital budget in the state of Washington. And since we're approaching the start of a new biennium, the state budget's on a two-year cycle. So we had to develop and debate and approve all three of those budgets. We had to get agreement between the governor and both chambers of the legislature, but we were able to do that. The operating budget, I voted against, but it was approved. It's an record-breaking amount of almost $70 billion, $69.8 billion. Frankly, I just felt like with the economy potentially flattening out and the revenues flattening out, I thought we're kind of spending to the edge. So I did have concerns about that budget, although there's a lot of good things in the operating budget. The transportation budget was a $13.5 billion budget. That was bipartisan. I supported that. The main benefit for our area was the funding of the Confluence Parkway project in Wenatchee in accordance with the exact schedule that we wanted. So excited to get that done. And then the capital budget was about $9 billion, had a lot of important infrastructure and land projects in our district, and I supported that one. So overall, the three budgets got approved. The police pursuits bill got adjusted. That was important. But we tried at the end to get an agreement on a drug possession law, but we passed that out of the Senate. But in the final days, the House of Representatives could not come to an agreement to pass the bill. So that's kind of why we ended up with this special session.
Uh-huh. And to that point, with that special session, how do you feel about the results of that? Because a lot of folks are saying it's just still not enough.
Yeah, even with the police pursuits bill, you know, if you remember that one a couple years ago, during these series of police reforms, the standard to engage in police pursuits was raised to a probable cause standard. We eventually lowered it down, but there were some give and take, and eventually we ended up with something that's better than what we have, but you know, is not what we wanted necessarily. But sometimes that's what you have to do in the legislative process. And in this case, with the drug possession bill, ultimately, the bill that was the final compromise legislation was pretty similar to what the Senate had passed in a bipartisan agreement a couple months earlier. But basically, I don't think it quite does enough, but definitely what had happened was back in 2021, the state Supreme Court struck down our state's felony drug possession law, and the legislature replaced it with just a temporary law that established drug possession as just a simple misdemeanor. And we believe that actually led to a lot of an increase in drug use and things all throughout the state. And obviously there's correlated crime and homelessness and a lot of other effects associated with that. So I felt we needed to do something stiffer, mm-hmm. but also I supported also providing more treatment options too and more funding options. So this compromise legislation did that. It increased the temporary law, which was actually, it's set to expire in July. So we absolutely had to do something. And that's why the governor brought us back for a special session. But the new law bumps it up from a simple misdemeanor in the temporary law to a gross misdemeanor, but after a couple different convictions, like someone could have a full year in jail for drug possession if they don't go seek treatment and complete their treatment. So I think in general, the law that we ended up with as a compromise tries to seek a balance between having a helping hand of compassion with treatment options and helping people get healthy, but then also a heavier hand of accountability, that if people don't complete the treatment, we're going to punish you, you're going to have jail time, because ultimately people, they need to get themselves healthy, but also in doing so, if they don't get healthy and they continue their drug use, then it impacts their families, it impacts communities, it puts a huge stress on government, and they could potentially endanger others and create, you know, increased crime. And so we really do need to get a hold of this. So in addition to the budgets, the police pursuits bill and the drug possession law, those were two major policies that we needed to get done. And with the help of a one-day special session, we ended up getting it all done. So that's a positive.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Now, as we look toward the summer months, what's on the agenda for Senator Brad Hawkins?
Well, I heard you just report on the wildland fire that occurred here in the greater East Wenatchee area. And, you know, obviously when the wildfire season comes about, I'm usually pretty active in that, coordinating with different government agencies. But I certainly hope that we have a reasonable wildfire summer, you know, because if that stirs up, it could be really bad, obviously, for tourism in the Chelan-Manson area and quality of life and air quality impacts all throughout our district. So I'm hoping that goes well. Obviously, a lot of post-legislative session service club visits and things like that at this stage. And then hopefully a little bit of time with my family. And then before you know it, the fall is going to start. And that's when the season starts to kind of look ahead towards the next session and do my listening tour throughout the district and start building ideas for budgets and legislation and stakeholder work. So I'm kind of in the post-session phase right now. I'll have a little break, hopefully, a decent wildfire season, and then we'll start up again for the fall.
Do you think that the modification in the police pursuit bill and the drug laws, do you think that that once those new laws go into effect, that there's adequate time between now and the next session to take some sort of a measurement on their effectiveness?
Hard to say. You know, I think with drug possession, we definitely saw a rise in when the temporary law was put in place in 2001, I think you saw an immediate failure of that. And I did not support that. I thought that was just too, that basically almost encouraged drug use in our state in some way because there was hardly any punishments. But I think in this case, it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of get that back and start to see the benefits. With the police pursuits bill, I think you are going to begin to see some immediate benefits because police can pursue in some respects now, whereas before, I think criminals were pretty emboldened because they knew they could do some things and police just couldn't pursue. So I think eventually we're going to start to see some progress, but for some of these policies, it may take several years before we see the full benefit. And then also, if we weren't doing enough, which as many of us argue we could strengthen these laws, even though it's better than what we had before. We can go back in a future legislative session and strengthen it up, but we're probably going to need more of a balance between Republicans and Democrats in the legislature in order to do that, because what we passed this last legislative session for police pursuits and for drug possession was probably the very best we could get, because we had a lot of very progressive Democrats that still voted against those two bills. So
okay, well, to be seen. And in the meantime, we'll wish you well over these summer months, and I know we're going to be making a monthly community connection, and perhaps as you're out here in the Lake Chelan Valley, we can have you in studio for one of those connections.
I'd love that. I have a couple things planned in Chelan here for this next month, and it'd be great to connect with you in studio. And thanks so much for having me, and look forward to connecting with you each month.
Thank you so much again, Senator Brad Hawkins, joining us for a community connection this morning.